never cool in school. I'm sure you don't remember me.
And now it's been 10 years. I'm still wondering who to be.
And I'd love to mix in circles, cliques, and social coteries.
That's me.
Hand me my nose ring.
Can we be happy?
Show me the mosh pit.
Can we be happy?
We can be happy underground.
Welcome to The Underground. This month, the Youth Collective explores the wild. First up this evening, we have a piece by Talon Bronson of the KBU Youth Collective. And he's going to share with us some information about wild rock stars.
People are crazy. Celebrities are crazy. But none are wilder than rock stars. Pill popping, sex addicted, violent. What consumes these people to confess to Martianism? Or dress their band members up as aliens, thinking it will be the key to nailing their next song? The artistic mind is a mystery, but it sure makes for a good talking point and some incredible stories. Let's take a look at some of my favorites, starting with the Prince of Darkness himself.
All aboard!
Ozzy. He basically founded heavy metal. With Black Sabbath, Ozzy lived his Prince of Darkness image. Bats, doves, and I'm sure other woodland animals. Cross not the path of Ozzy, lest ye wish to be headless. Along with biting the heads off of small animals and urinating on the Alamo, he also tried to kill his wife, Sharon, by strangulation. Why? The voices told him to. Exact quote, "We've decided you have to go." A little bit before Ozzy, and crazy in a different sense, you've got David Bowie. Yup, David Bowie. Glam rock pioneer? Sure. Coke-loon? Ha! Check. Bowie's crazy behavior has covered a lot of ground over the years. In 1976, he greeted the world media at London's Victoria Station with a Nazi salute. My personal favorite moment? He became convinced sometime in the 70s that his pool at his Los Angeles home was being inhabited by Satan. He performed an exorcism on his swimming pool.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes.
The Who were crazy. Awesome live show, great music, but their drummer Keith Moon was out of his mind. Walking through a Jewish neighborhood dressed as a Nazi, running naked through a school bus of adolescent schoolgirls. All in a day's work for Mooney. He was almost as incredible a drummer as he was a nut job. My favorite moment? Taking horse tranquilizers before a live show, then fainting at the drum set. He didn't wake up till quite a while afterwards. Of course, how would this be complete without the Sex Pistols? And who cares about frontman Johnny Rotten? The real story is, of course, their bassist, Sid Vicious. Not exactly the most incredible bass player ever, sometimes the band wouldn't even plug him in before shows, but what he didn't have in talent, he made up for in certified craziness. On the Sex Pistols' 1978 US tour, he beat fans with his guitar and carved "Gimme a Fix" into his chest with broken glass. Craziest moment, of course, is his possible killing of girlfriend Nancy Spungen. He was charged with the murder of her after she was found dead under a sink in a hotel room. He died in 1979, overdosing on heroin and dying in his sleep. Well, there you go. Four guaranteed wild and crazy rock stars. I'm Talon Bronson for the Youth Collective, and please, try none of this at home.
Okay, that was Talon Bronson about a piece about wild rock stars, and up next is a piece with Arthur about Oscar Wilde.
It is a very sad thing that nowadays there is so little useless information. Oscar Wilde, author, playwright, and fop, libertarian, socialist, and individualist. Known by many identities, this great character is quoted, admired, and loved by many. But who was Oscar Wilde? Oscar Fingal O'Flaherty Wills Wilde was born on October 16, 1854 in Dublin, Ireland. The second of three children, his mother was an Irish nationalist and his father an ear and eye doctor, knighted by Queen Victoria for his services to medicine. During his schooling, Wilde took an interest in Greek literature. He won a scholarship to Magdalen College, part of Oxford University, where he became part of the aesthetic movement. Wilde started wearing his hair long and openly scorned manly sports. He also began decorating his room with peacock feathers, flowers, and other tchotchkes. Oscar Wilde wrote many works just full of wit, short stories, plays, poems, and even a novel. Famous plays include Lady Windermere's Fan, The Importance of Being Earnest, and A Woman of No Importance, comedies of manners. His most well-known play, The Importance of Being Earnest, contains two sets of lovers, the men of which are both under the assumed name of Ernest. Much hilarity ensues. He wrote one novel, The Portrait of Dorian Gray, about a man whose image in a portrait ages instead of him. His most famous poem is The Ballad of Reading Gaol, written after 2 years of hard labor in jail for gross indecency, a euphemism for homosexuality. One can survive everything nowadays except death, and live down everything except a good reputation. These words apply directly to Wilde's life. He spent 3 years in self-imposed exile after his release from prison, when, despite the fact that he was shut off from society, he published the famous poem, The Ballad of Reading Gaol. However, it took until the sixth printing before Wilde's name was printed on the title page. On November 30th, 1900, Oscar Wilde died of cerebral meningitis. He left a legacy that many admire. Even though his life was far from perfect, people still look up to him as a great historical figure and believe him to be the father of modern wit. This is Arthur Chatan for the KBOO Youth Collective, with help writing from my sister Jessie Jansen. Thank you and drive safely.
Okay, that was Arthur. And now we have a message from some of our wonderful KBOO volunteers. Can I have you guys' name?
I'm Jennifer.
I'm Nia.
Thanks, Zoe. Yeah, I was loving those rock star tidbits. Those are really entertaining. And that's just the kind of quirky and unique stuff you get when you hear the Youth Collective show, The Underground.
Right, you're getting things that you wouldn't get anywhere else. That's what KBOO brings to you, unique perspectives that let you also get involved.
Yeah, and one way you can get involved right now, we're having a special winter pledge drive, and we need all of your support right now because this radio station is awesome and quirky and unique, but it is not paying for itself. So we need you listeners to please call KBOO and support our radio station.
You can become a new member, you can get a t-shirt, you can help let other people know about KBOO. You can do this all by calling 503-232-8818. That's here locally in the Portland area. Or you can call toll-free for free at 1-877-500-5266. And if you're listening from anywhere in the world, which you are if you're listening online, you can donate online at www.kboo.fm by clicking on the tip jar, which you'll find in the upper right-hand corner.
Yeah, so if you can please call and support, that would be awesome. Once again, our number is 503-232-8818.
Thank you, guys. And up next is a piece by Sean for the show The Wild.
Thank you, Kaibo Youth Collective Group. Good eye, mates. I am Sean Phillipson here, and I am going to talk to you about my top 5 wild animals of all time. In my humble opinion, you don't want to miss this. So our time's running short, so let's get right to the chase. Here we go. And now to my first animal. Whoa, wait a minute. Get away from me, you stupid beast. Get out of my face. There we go. At least that is done. Now we can head back to schedule. Alright, enough with the bees here. And now we're back on target for our first wild animal, in my opinion. And I'm going to rate this as 5-1. So here we go. My first animal is the crocodile. They eat meat and fish, but they don't like humans nearby them. I'm going to see if I can get a sneak peek at the crocodile in the water. Here we go. Looking at him.
Quacky, mate.
That was a big bite close to my face. I guess that shows to you guys you should never go near or touch a crocodile. They're really dangerous and they'll really attack you and perhaps kill you. So enough about that. Let's go on to our next animal. Alright, mates, our next animal is the snake. They're really dangerous too, but more dangerous than alligators. They can still cause death, but if you go too close to it, they will cause you to die. They eat a lot of stuff on the ground. They have no legs, but skin. Some of the varieties of the snakes have patterns on their skin. Some good, but some are poisonous, so we have to look out for one. I see one now. Let's go find them.
Oh my goodness! A feisty one, are we?
I think I'll leave you alone. Now, let's go on to number 3. At number 3, the third wild animal is the bear. I could go on and on and on as far as what bear is the dangerous of them all. I think all of them are dangerous. Quite frankly, I don't see why. But one bear I believe in particular to be the wildest of them all is the grizzly bear. They're really dangerous too. They smell, they hunt, they get food wherever you are. If you even think about outrunning a grizzly bear, they run pretty quick too. About 40 miles per hour. So, let's see if I can outrun a grizzly bear. Here we go. Sounds like he's not interested at all. Well, I'll have to move on to our 4th of 5 animals. Now we're into deeper detail with our next 2 animals. We conclude this crocodile, the snakes, and the wild bear. Grizzly bear, that is, we'll give that down. So now we're down to 2. Who do you think I'm deciding as number 2? You guessed it. It's tiger. The tigers are the beasts of the world. They are part of the cat instincts of nature. They have a mentality of what they want to do. Their food, I don't know. But they're a lot of fun and dangerous to play with. But I'm not going to go any further. I'm going to try to interview a tiger and see if I can get his word. Be right back in a moment.
Hey there, tiger, or should I say, buddy?
Okay, mate. Goodness gracious. You didn't even need to speak that high.
Alright, well, you're dismissed. You can leave. In the meantime, brace yourselves for the number 1 wild animal of all wild. We'll be back in a moment.
Whenever I hear the word wild, I think of animals in Australia. And now we're doing our number one wild animal of all wild animals. Before I do that, I'd like to sum up my past four wild animals that I briefly explained earlier in the show. The crocodile, the snakes, the bear, grizzly bear, and tiger. Now, for the crowd around Australia and around the world, who is my number one top wild animal of all time? It is the lion. The lion is overall the number one wild animal of all wild things. You don't know what it feels like to be a lion. You rule the world, but you have to take things very seriously. Like Simba in Lion King with his incident or anything else. But the wild comes in the lion. Now, let's see if I can get a word with the lion, which was, I hope you'll be okay to get a word with him because the tiger segment didn't go so good. So let's try this out. Greetings, Mr. Lion. How are you doing today? All right, we get your point. Ooh, you guys are just so mean to me. Ah! Okay, I'm leaving. Anywho, we're back on the road again, and this concludes my top 5 wild animals of all time. I'll remind you again from 5 to 1. Number 5, crocodile. Number 4 was snakes. Number 3 was the grizzly bear. Number 2, the tiger. And the number 1 was the lion. Thank you for listening for today's show. I'm Sean Phillips, and here in Australia, we'll send it back to the Cable Youth Collective Group. Thank you, and have a great evening. Goodbye, everyone.
Well, that was Sean's wonderful piece about all of the wild animals. And up next, we have our wonderful KBOO volunteers again to tell us about KBOO.
Thanks, Zoe. Yeah, the lion is definitely up there with wild animals. I don't know. If I was doing it, though, I might put the cougar on that list as well, because that's a pretty wild one.
The cougar or, I don't know, the hyena?
But yeah, that was great. That was an awesome list.
Thank you. If you're listening now, it's because you enjoy KBOO. And if you enjoy KBOO and care about what KBOO can bring to you, we need your support. And we're asking for your support today. Call us locally at 503-232-8818. Or you can call toll-free at 877-500-8818. 5266. You can also donate online, and it's really easy to do. If you're listening online, that's something you can do from anywhere in the world. So thank you for all of those people who are listening abroad. We're here locally in Portland, Oregon, but if you are elsewhere, you are listening live to KBOO online at www.kboo.fm, and you can donate by just clicking the tip jar in the upper right-hand corner.
Yeah, thank you so much to all our listeners out there that have already donated, and we definitely encourage people that have not made the call or have not made the click to go ahead and do that. KBOO really runs on our listeners, and one of the awesome things about KBOO is that there's this really gray area between listeners and volunteers. You know, a listener can easily become a volunteer. Volunteers also listen. I listen. I used to be part of the youth collective, and it really creates a sense of community that you don't get from a lot of radio stations, actually almost none. There are very few community-run radio stations like KBOO, and we really need your support to continue to allow this to be possible. So please call 503-232-8818 or toll-free 877-500-5266. And
yeah, and I'd also like to encourage youth to call in and become members. You can do that for less than the $20 minimum requirement. Youth can become members of KBOO for $10. So you can call in at 503-232-8818, donate $10 a year, and be a member of KBOO. It's really easy to do, and you can become a part of your community. You can become a contributing member already. You're doing something for your community, and you're giving back. You're helping this resource be available to you. And parents, if you're listening, you can get a membership for your kid. They can be a member. Kids like to get mail, as we heard here in the phone central, that they like to get mail. Why not give KBOO mail, which tells the times and programs that KBOO offers their programming, including the Youth Collective, which you're listening to right now. So call in, donate, become a member, get a t-shirt, 503-232-8818.
Yeah, it is a really great way to get involved, you know, start young and move on up. I was part of the Youth Collective for 3 years, and it was a really amazing experience. And also, another thing you can do, kids that are listening, is to get involved with the Youth Collective. But seriously, it's a really great way to kind of have like a lifelong commitment to KBOO. So I really appreciate that KBOO was there for me to have a community to grow up in. So yeah, we really need your support, like we've been saying, to continue to keep this radio station alive. So please give us a call, 503-232-8818, or get online and go to kboo.fm. It's really great. You can listen to KBOO anywhere. It streams really well. Actually, some radio stations don't stream quite as well as KBOO does. But yeah, we've got great streaming. You can just go to our website, listen now, donate now. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, we got a brand new website. You can just go online and check it out anyway. You can see the tip jar and want to click it, and that's fine too. But check out our new website at least, kboo.fm. And it's a lot more easy to access, and you can see what's going on at your community radio station, and you can see how you can get involved. Sign up for a volunteer orientation. But we need you to call in right now and donate your resources to help KBOO continue to be the best resource possible for your community radio. 503-232-8818.
Yeah, and like Nia was saying, you can also come in and volunteer. I know a little while ago I was talking about how kids can become part of the Youth Collective, but if you're an adult, you should definitely get involved too. Don't be shy at all. There are free trainings. You can do field recording trainings, studio trainings. If you have a really cool idea of like a kind of music that you don't hear represented very much on the radio, you can start your own show. There are a lot of opportunities in the PM news, AM news. I was doing the AM news all summer. So there are just like all sorts of different ways you can get involved in KBOO.
It's really great. And KBOO itself is a resource for you. So like Jennifer was saying, come get involved. You can come down to 20 Southeast... What are we on, Ankeny?
Eighth and Burnside.
Eighth and Burnside. And check out the station. Get a tour. Meet the people here. Check out everything that we're doing. 503-232-8818.
Okay, thank you so much, guys. And up next is Athena.
There is a certain difficulty involved in being reliant on another to exist. This is what childhood is all about, that utter dependence on your parents and its interrelation to your own mental and physical health. The peculiar thing about this life stage is that, like a kitten that hasn't yet opened its eyes, it can be hard to see the truth behind your parents' actions or judge them effectively. No matter how hard you try, most of the time you are still operating on the same assumptions, the same fundamental paradigm, and this won't change until adolescence and preteendom. This is the cause of much of the conflict in a recently published graphic novel by Vaughn Allen, The Road to God Knows, available as a free PDF download from his website. In the graphic novel, this conflict is compounded by the main character's mother's mental illness. Marie is moving out of childhood, but she still hasn't come to any conclusions about the reasons for her mother's difficulties. The story has her struggling to supply a reason, even if to find one she has to blame herself, a common occurrence among children of schizophrenics. Marie has a difficult life. Her mother is a schizophrenic who has recurring schizophrenic breaks. She lives in a...
Sorry, we're having some technical difficulties. Just 1 second.
This is the KBOO Community Calendar for Thursday, January 28th. Come dance, watch performances, have drinks at a Salsa Tango fundraiser for the earthquake victims of Haiti. The event will be held tonight from 9:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Pear, located at 338 Northwest 6th Avenue in downtown Portland. There will be a suggested donation or sliding scale at the door. More information at 503-560-1266 or pearmentor.org. Science has come a long way from the days when it was thought that only humans had emotions, could think, or were conscious. Now the more we look, the more we find animals that can communicate, cooperate, and think. In many cases, animals' senses and sometimes their memory skills exceed our own. Northwest Veg President will present a talk on animal consciousness. This is a free event. You can come just for the potluck, for the talk, or both. This will be held tonight starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Clark Public Utility Service Center that's located at 1200 Fort Vancouver Way in Vancouver, Washington. For full event details, including the potluck guidelines, visit the web at nwveg.org. That's nwveg.org. The Tidal Wave used bookstore has been ringing in the new year with a month-long sale. As the month comes to a close, the sale will feature graphic novels at 55% off on Friday, January 29th. The Tidal Wave is Multnomah County Library's volunteer-operated used bookstore, offering shoppers a selection of more than 20,000 used library materials, including books, audiobooks, CDs, DVDs, videos, records, cassettes, and magazines at bargain prices. The Tidal Wave is located at 216 Northeast Knott Street in Portland. More information at 503-988-5021 or visit the web at multcolib.org/Tidal Wave. For details about these events, visit us at kboo.fm/community calendar. I'm Alicia Olson for KBOO, volunteer-powered, non-commercial, listener-sponsored, full-strength community radio for Portland, Oregon, Cascadia, and the world.
Okay, we're gonna play Sawyer's piece. Here you go.
The music you are listening to is a drum machine and the voices of real Indri lemurs on Madagascar. It is called Lemur Rap, From a World Out of Time, a CD by Henry Kaiser, David Lindley, and musicians from Madagascar. The track was made accidentally. It turned out that the tape that they were recording a drum machine on was the same one that had the lemur noises. So they mixed it and came out with Lemur Rap. If you were exploring in the jungle and you heard this noise, what would you think of? The Romans thought it sounded like the ghosts of the underworld. Lemur in Latin means voice of the dead. The type of lemur you are listening to is called the Indri. The Indri lemur has many legends surrounding it. One legend tells of a boy going into the woods to gather firewood and being turned into an Indri. The eerie cries represent the cries of the father who lost his son. Another is that a young boy was out gathering honey and was stung by bees. As he fell from the trees, an Indri caught him and returned the boy to his family. Lemurs are only found in one place on the planet, the island of Madagascar, about 250 miles off the African coast in the Indian Ocean. It is inhabited by some of the rarest primates in the world, one of which is the silky Sifaka lemur, number 11 on the list of the top 25 most endangered primates. It can only be found in Madagascar national parks such as Mero Jeje National Park and the Makira Forest Protected Area. Madagascar's language is called Malagasy. That is also the name of the people who live there, like the word Oregonian refers to people who live in Oregon. The Indri is the largest lemur species on Madagascar. It is active in daylight and lives in trees, like most lemurs. Its body length is about 2.5 feet, and its weight is about 15 to 16 pounds. Its diet consists of mainly leaves, flowers, fruits, and buds of various plants. Its main predators are birds of prey and fusas, which are a species that is closely related to the mongoose. To learn more about Madagascar and lemurs, Visit your local library or look on the internet. The sites I used were Wikipedia.org, NationalGeographic.com, and TigerHomes.org. TigerHomes.org is a privately run exotic animal sanctuary that strives to stimulate a global interest in wildlife conservation, education, and habitat protection via the internet. This is Sawyer from the KBOO Youth Collective.
Hey, now we have a couple people that just got in the station, Katrina and Carrie, and they're going to read you a piece.
Okay. The Wild is a computer animated film directed by Steve Spaz Williams, produced by Glint Goldman, and was released by Walt Disney Pictures on April 14th, 2006.
Wild Style was the first hip-hop motion picture, released theatrically in 1983 by First Run Features. The movie was directed by Charlie Ahern, director of the feature films Deadly Utter Survival and Fear Fiction, and featured Fab Five Freddy, the Rocksteady Crew, and Gold Rush Brothers, Patty Astor, Sandra Fabrera, and Grandmaster Flash. The protagonist, Zorro, is played by the legendary New York graffiti artist, Lee, George Quininos.
Scarecrow Gone Wild is a low-budget film released in 2004 about a group of college co-eds who are hunted down by a killer scarecrow after a hazing ritual sends one male student into a coma. The film is the third in a series of films about scarecrows who kill people. The first two are Scarecrow and Scarecrow's Slayer.
Into the Wild is a 2007 American dramatic film based on the 1996 nonfiction book of the same name by John Cracker, about the adventures of Christopher McCandless. It was directed by Sean Penn, who also wrote the screenplay.
Born to Be Wild is a 1995 American film comedy, American family comedy film. Rick Heller is a juvenile delinquent who keeps getting himself into trouble. To keep him out of trouble, his mom puts him to work cleaning the cage of a female gorilla named Katie, which she is teaching to communicate through the use of sign language. When the owner of the gorilla takes her back to become a flea market freak, Rick takes it upon himself to break Katie out and take her on an adventurous journey to get her out of the country.
Wild Zero is a 2000 Japanese jet rock and roll zombie horror film, directed by Tetsuro Takuchi and starring the Japanese garage punk band Guitar Wolf. It borrows many elements from other popular B-movies such as Psychomania and Evil Dead 2.
Something Wild is a 1986 comedy action film directed by Jonathan Demme and starring Malene Griffith, Jeff Daniels, and Ray Liotta. A straitjacket lace banker, Daniels meets a wild child, Griffith, for a series of small adventures. Though he initially protests, he finds that her freewheeling lifestyle adds the spark that has been missed throughout in his life. The movie takes a dark turn when her violent ex-convict husband, Liotta, shows up and wants her back.
And that was just a sample of movies about the wild.
Thanks, guys. And I know you have one more person to read. And his name is Brandon, right? Okay, here you go.
This is a short segment on Oregon Wild. Founded in 1974, Oregon Wild works to protect and restore Oregon's wildlands. Wildlife and waters is an enduring legacy for all Oregonians. Oregon Wild was formerly known as the Oregon Natural Resources Council. They have been instrumental in securing permanent legislative protection for some of Oregon's most precious landscapes, including nearly 1.7 million acres of wilderness, 95,000 acres of forest in Bull Run and Little Sandy watersheds to safeguard the quality of Portland's water supply, and almost 1,800 miles of wild and scenic rivers. As a leader of the National Grassroots Charge for Conservation of Roadless Areas in our National Forest, Oregon Wild has helped secure administrative protections for more than 58 million acres of spectacular roadless areas in across the country. The programs of Oregon Wild, such as their Wilderness, Old Growth Forest, Clean River, and Watershed programs, protect pristine drinking water, recreation opportunities, and fish and wildlife habitat across Oregon. With a staff of 13, including regional coordinators, Oregon Wild has 4,000 members who work to maintain environmental laws while building broad community support for our campaigns.
Okay, that was Brandon, and I have a little thing to talk about my favorite wild animal, which is the pygmy marmoset, also known as dwarf monkey or finger monkey. It's a New World monkey native to the forest, to the rainforest canopies of West Brazil, southeastern Colombia, eastern Ecuador, eastern Peru, and northern Bolivia. It is one of the smallest primates and the smallest true monkey. The adult weight is only 85 to 140 grams, or approximately 4 ounces on average. The pygmy marmoset is one of the cutest primates on this planet. They are no bigger than a soda can. Pygmy marmosets live 11 to 12 years in the wild, but in zoos, they live into their early 20s. Pygmy marmosets are filed as least concerned under the endangered species category. This means that they are not endangered yet, but might become endangered. This is due to mostly habitat destruction. Many people are interested in pygmy marmosets for pets because of how cute they are. The pygmy marmoset usually has a tawny coat and a ringed tail that is as long as its body. Though lots of people are interested in having one as a pet, rules and regulations apply to different states and areas. It can be hard to get a permit for these primates, but pygmy marmosets are one of the easier monkeys to get a permit for. Some areas ban them completely, where others you don't even need a permit. Last time I checked up on it, you can't have one in Oregon, but you can have one without a permit in Washington. So if you live in Vancouver, don't take your marmoset shopping with you in Portland. Pygmy marmosets are very social creatures and need as much attention as babies. They're omnivorous, which means they feed on fruit, leaves, and insects, and sometimes even small reptiles. Okay, now we have some of our wonderful pitchers with us to talk more about how awesome KBOO is and how you should call this wonderful number, 503-232-8818.
Thanks, Zoe. This is just like an incredibly varied show today. I love how they're just ranging from lemurs to finger monkeys to movies with the wild. And that's what KBOO is like in general. We've got all sorts of different programming. My mom loves the Grateful Dead Hour, and she loves the bluegrass. I love listening to the electronica and the hip-hop, so it's really got a little something for everybody. It's like a whole spectrum of different kinds of music and current affairs show that's really of a much wider variety than you hear on most radio stations. But to continue to have this up and running, we really need your support. So if you could call at 503-232-8818 or go online and sponsor us, www.kboo.fm.
That's right, Jennifer. We need you to call in now. We need you to call in and show your support. If you are a new member, call in. You can donate $20, get a t-shirt. If you are a youth, you can donate $10 and become a new member and be involved. And that's what we're asking you to do. If you're listening to this program, you appreciate what the KBOO Youth Collective provides and what it gives to you. The collective produces 2 one-hour programs each month, a music show and a public affairs show. They're both youth-driven and consensus-driven, so all participants share the privileges of creative control and decision-making. They share skills with each other. It's really a great opportunity. If you want to get involved at all with community radio, you can come in, join the youth collective. You can join other programming or committees at KBOO, or just donate your time. But really, right now, we need you to call in and donate your money. We need your money to be able to continue offering the programming that you're enjoying right now. So call in at 503-232-8818 or toll free at 877-500-5266.
Thanks, Nia. And one more added incentive. Every month, the Youth Collective has a different theme. Obviously, this month's theme is the wild, which I'm loving. So if somebody donates $90, we will allow you to pick the theme, which is great. Like, I always love to be the one to pick the theme. So please call in with at least $90, and your theme will be the next Youth Collective theme. So once again, the number is 503-232-8818 or toll-free 877-500-5266 online at www.kboo.fm.
Okay, thanks guys. And up next is a piece by Brianna.
The Feral Cat Coalition of Oregon, or FCCO, is a nonprofit dedicated to preventing the suffering of stray and feral cats living in Oregon. The FCCO is a trap-neuter return program that provides spay-neuter services, as well as vaccines for stray and feral cats that have been more or less taken in by a voluntary caregiver. Cats who are treated by the FCCO are then released to the caregiver, who agrees to feed and care for that cat on a permanent basis. The trap-neuter return program is a compassionate response to the age-old capture and kill process that many areas are used to due to the lack of an alternative. While capturing and killing unwanted animals may seem like a quick fix to the situation, it is really wasting money and manpower, teaching adults and children alike that overproducing, then killing any excess is acceptable behavior. The trap-neuter return program, on the other hand, focuses on ensuring that fewer stray cats reproduce, creating fewer cats and kittens in shelters and on the streets. This program also teaches responsible pet care and educates communities on compassionate solutions to stray and feral cat infestation problems in cities. The Feral Cat Coalition of Oregon will be providing $15 spay and neutering to qualifying cats throughout the month of February in celebration of Spay Day. Qualifying cats must not live in a human home. A caregiver must be giving the cat food and water, sign a release form, and commit to providing food and water for the animal on a permanent basis after the operation. You may be wondering what the difference is between a feral and a stray cat. A feral cat, sometimes referred to as a wild cat, is a cat that is untamed and does not have a home. Feral cats may have been born in the wild or abandoned at a young age. A stray cat is a cat that has left its home or been abandoned. Stray cats are often less afraid of humans than feral cats. Both feral and stray cats hold one thing in common: they are homeless. Caregivers are humans who provide food and water for these cats, and may also provide medical services for these animals as needed. It is important to spay and neuter both feral and stray cats so we do not become overpopulated with unwanted animals. Kittens can have their first litter at as early as 4 months old, meaning you may end up feeding and caring for 5 or 6 cats instead of one. Spaying and neutering cats is also a financially smart choice, since it costs an animal control agency an average of $100 to trap and kill a cat, where it only costs about $25 to spay or neuter that same animal. The FCCO provides vaccines as well as flea combing and spraying for the cats that it spays or neuters. When a cat appears to be suffering, it is also tested for feline leukemia and feline immunodeficiency virus. In cases where the animal is suffering severely from one of the above-mentioned conditions, the cat may be put down. The Feral Cat Coalition of Oregon is largely volunteer and runs completely off donations to the program. To learn more about upcoming events, qualifications for cats, the program, or a clinic in your area, visit their website at www.feralcats.com. For the KBOO Youth Collective, this is Brianna, signing off.
Okay, and up next, we're going to try Athena's piece again.
There is a certain difficulty involved in being reliant on another to exist. This is what childhood is all about, that utter dependence on your parents and its interrelation to your own mental and physical health. The peculiar thing about this life stage is that, like a kitten that hasn't yet opened its eyes, it can be hard to see the truth behind your parents' actions or judge them effectively. No matter how hard you try, most of the time you are still operating on the same assumptions, the same fundamental paradigm, and this won't change until adolescence and preteendom. This is the cause of much of the conflict in a recently published graphic novel by Vaughn Allen, The Road to God Knows, available as a free PDF download from his website. In the graphic novel, this conflict is compounded by the main character's mother's mental illness. Marie is moving out of childhood, but she still hasn't come to any conclusions about the reasons for her mother's difficulties. The story has her struggling to supply a reason, even if to find one she has to blame herself, a common occurrence among children of schizophrenics. Marie has a difficult life. Her mother is a schizophrenic who has recurring schizophrenic breaks, she lives in a poor neighborhood in Ottawa, and she is ill-equipped to form normal relationships due to her upbringing, and thus is isolated at school. Marie's father, a poor Frenchman, does little to mitigate the situation. He is hardly a better parent, and due to his circumstances, he can't just jump in and save Marie. So to improve her life, Marie is forced to decide to do so herself and take action. This isn't your average graphic novel. For one thing, it seems to be set mid-70s or 80s, judging by the interests and dress of all the characters. This disparity from current society was puzzling at first, but didn't detract from the comic's emotional impact. Perhaps this was because the author knew the era well. He may have written a lot from memory. One of his parents suffered the same mental illness. Von Allen has written with great sensitivity to a topic that is mostly left undiscussed, and for this he should be given proper credit. Though he does not place blame on Marie's mother, Betty, he does show the truth of her illness in a series of scenes that build suspense as well as make the reader curious about what the worst of it could really be. He also shows the truth about Betty's illness's effects on how Marie relates to other people. Others are shown unable to take action as Marie struggles to stay afloat, not because they don't care, but because they are unable to cross over social boundaries. The way this is shown is remarkably subtle. It is conveyed more through mood and implication than statement. From an artistic standpoint, Von Allen's style is very much out of the norm. He tends to emphasize the importance of movement, personality, and expression rather than aesthetic beauty, to such an extent that his characters' postures and facial expressions appear awkward and sometimes even deformed. He does not adhere to traditional cultural values whatsoever. For example, he draws chunks instead of strands of hair, de-emphasizing its aesthetic value, and chooses to portray his characters in period clothing rather than clothes which would fit modern preferences. He does what is so rare in mainstream culture and treats his characters only as people and not as objects of beauty. This is interesting because the main character and her best friend are teenage girls. What I dislike about his presentation of them is his choice to have each character speak with a heavy slang dialect, which seems exaggeratedly masculine. To my view, this de-emphasizes their identities as females. However, this may be the point. The characters have clearly not been trained to fit to stereotypical gender norms, and Marie, at the very least, is isolated by this fact. Kind of like a Carson McCullers character. Though it isn't perfect, Von Allen's graphic novel covers some serious topics and does a good job of showing the development of its characters. It deserves a read just for showing the legitimacy of emotional struggles that our culture doesn't often address. It's called The Road to God Knows by Von Allen. Read it at Von Allen's website. Just go to trtgk.vonallan.com and click on downloads to get the ebook.
Okay, that was Athena's piece and what she thought about that novel. And we're about to go to our wonderful volunteers we have one. Okay, here they are.
Thanks, Zoe. Yep, I'm Nia. I'm here asking you to help donate to contribute to the community radio station that you love and listen to. That you can do that by calling 503-232-8818. Or toll free at 877-500-5266. And if you are listening, then you should call in and donate. If you call in and donate, you will get to talk to one of our wonderful phone answering volunteers who have donated their time to take your pledge, and they're enjoying some fine fare from some of our local establishments who you can actually benefit from becoming a member to their organization. So there's a couple of restaurants that have donated food for the volunteers here today, starting with...
Yeah, we've got food from Toast, Dots Cafe, Tributes. So we'd like to really thank these businesses that have helped us. And we'd also like to thank all the listeners that have been so helpful in calling. I think Nia might have mentioned before, but we got a caller. So we're really appreciative of that. Yeah, KBOO needs all the support we can get. We need to continue to have this really widely varied programming, very diverse, very community-oriented programming, and we need to be able to continue to have the radio station be run by volunteers. And for that, we really need your help. So if you could give us a call, 503-232-8818 or toll-free 877-500-5266. We have listeners all over the state, not just in Portland. We also have listeners throughout Oregon and throughout the world listening online. So, you know, we're reaching out to the local community and the wider community. We really want you to be part of that greater community.
And if you're listening online, you can donate by clicking in the upper right-hand corner on the tip jar at www.kboo.fm. And we'd like to thank Jay, who's a renewing member from Hood River, for your donation. Thank you for contributing to KBOO. If you would like to hear your name on the air, we can say it. You just got to call in and donate. And we like renewing members, new members, anyone who wants to continue to support the community organization that you listen to and love and could be a part of. I mean, one of the reasons that I love KBOO is that it not only offers anything and everything that needs to be represented, and if you don't feel like something is being represented, then come on down and contribute. Otherwise, I think that KBOO does a great job in educating its volunteers on how to run the equipment, how to do their own programming, how to be contributing members. And if you want to be a contributing member and just don't have the time, then call in and donate. We appreciate that equally. So you can call in at 503-232-8818 or toll free at 877-500-5266.
Yeah, and it can even be a relatively affordable thing. You can make really small donations. We really appreciate monthly donations because that just like really sustains the station. So like $5 or $10 a month, totally okay. If you want to make a one-time donation, even $5 to $10 is great. Like, we really appreciate everything that you can do for the station. So we really want you to get involved at any level. We love donations one time or long term. We love when people come in to volunteer. We love when bands play. That's something that KBOO has that not a lot of radio stations have anymore. We have a lot of local live music. During Randomonium, which is the other youth collective show over the summer, we had a live band almost every month, and it was great to reach out to the community in that way as well. So yeah, please, please, please call us, 503-232-8818, or get online, kboo.fm.
Okay, thank you guys. And up next, we have Sean, who has the community calendar for us, right?
Correct, yep. Our calendar event begins with OMSI Presents Samson, the Colossal T-Rex Discovery, a magnificent 39-foot fossil of one of Earth's most fearsome carnivores will soon be on display in the Earth Science Hall. The 66-million-year-old skeleton named as Samson is one of the most complete Tyrannosaurus Rex skeletons in existence today. 56% of Samson's original bones, including the nearly complete skull, will be displayed. Samson is smaller but close in weight to the T-Rex, known as Sue, long considered the largest T-Rex ever discovered. The dates are still from today till August 31st this year, The address is 1945 Southeast Water Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214. The hours are open Tuesday through Sunday from 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., closed on Mondays that Portland Public Schools are in session. Phone number 503-797-4000. Admission and tickets, adult for $11, $9 for the youth, $9 for seniors over 63 and above, and members are free. World Forestry Center presents Chocolate Fest 2010. Join us for the 5th annual Chocolate Fest and make all your chocolate dreams come true. We'll have over 45 vendors come along with demonstrations and presentations so you can taste, feel, and see some of the finest chocolate in the Pacific Northwest. Again, the location, Wolf Forestry Center at 4033 Southwest Canyon Road, Portland, Oregon, 97221. And this lasts till today and through the 31st of this month. Hours from 6 to 9 on Fridays, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Phone number 503-228-1367. That's all for community calendar. Thank you for listening. We'll send it back to Zoe.
Thank you, and thanks for listening to The Underground. The Underground is hosted every fourth Wednesday by the KBU Youth Collective. We meet every Wednesday at KBU at 6 p.m. to plan our show. If you're interested in getting involved, come on down or call our youth advocate, Aaron Yankee, at 503-231-8032, extension 221, or email advocate@kbu.org. We also do a music show, Youth Randomonium, the last Friday of every month from 10 to midnight. We're always looking for music by anyone under 21 of any style, and check out our website at kbuyouth.org. Next up is Hard Knock Radio with Davey D, and thanks for listening.